Good afternoon. This is the Healing Codes Q&A Thursday afternoon or Thursday evening. It is 8:30 Eastern Time. We welcome you. We encourage your participation. Any ideas, any thoughts, any questions, please feel free to join in the question area or the Q&A and let us hear from you. And we would love to have you join us on screen if at all possible. We are not here to diagnose or prescribe. We are here to help you understand that within you, you have the right and the privilege and the blessings to begin to heal yourself as you relax and you do the codes with the intention of knowing the truth. So this evening, we will start out with the universal code. As always, get comfortable, relaxed, and if you need to, whatever you need to do, take a few minutes and do that. And know that there's no wrong thoughts, there's no wrong feelings, there's no nothing. The only thing is for you to know the truth and participate in your relaxation and in your healing. We'll start off with a prayer. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, take a deep breath in and notice what you're thinking, feeling, would like to do, and the intensity of that, and whether there's peace or whether there is stress. We pray that this issue, this situation, would be found, opened, and healed by being filled, you and me, with the light, the life, and the love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. And this will help your body, mind, and spirit know what to make the priority in your healing. Take a deep breath. And our first position is bridge, both hands. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. both hands, Jaws. Both hands, temples. And as you began to come back into the meeting with us, notice what you're feeling, what you're thinking, what you would like to do. What do you believe about yourself? What choices do you believe you have? And what would you like to receive? Up in the little menu bar, you can raise your hand if you'd like to make a comment. Or if you would like to come on screen, you're welcome to come on screen with me. We'd love to have you. So raise your hand and we will be happy to talk about anything you would like to talk about that we can help you with or you want to share. Anyone, raise your hand. Come on, guys. Okay, we've got a Q&A. Let me see what that is. Hello, I am new to the healing codes. I have, having only recently read the book, could you please explain how a healing code is different from a universal healing code? Could you please demonstrate? Well, a universal healing code is the one that's in the book, The Healing Hands. Let's see, I'm going to close this and then come back to it. And then on page 221, we have where the universal healing code starts. And a universal healing code is one that Alex created to help with any situation. That's the called the universal. A custom code, I think that was your other part of your question. Let me see here. How how a healing code's different. And so it is a healing code. So you can, if you have someone who can help you, they can create a code for you for certain situations. But then a custom code is one that a coach creates for you, or a loved one can, if they understand the human mind, body, and spirit, they can create it, or you can create your own for a specific issue or a specific illness, for whatever might be going on in your life. Now we have, Paul has said several weeks ago, Annika suggested that I look on the website at Hard Issues or Relationship Finders, which website has these items and how may I navigate to them. Paul, Dr. Alex Lloyd has all of his works on one website. I believe the subscription to that is $99 a month, I believe. But then if you go, I think there's a site called The Healing Codes. But I believe what Annika was referring to, that the Hard Issues or the Relationship Finder, I believe that is free on his website, Dr. Alexander Lloyd. So if you have any more trouble with that, please let me know. And then Bree says, yes, sorry, a custom code is what I'm unclear on. Could you please demonstrate a custom code? Well, a custom code would be something that I would create for someone who has a specific issue. And so in my world, if someone uses head words a lot, like I think, I believe, then I know that they're living out of their head. So the temples are a good area to just do your fingers there, or to just send your energy there. You can touch it. You can do the pointed fingers and be just as relaxed as you can. Then if someone talks about being angry, are they always fighting? You can just tell they're in a state of stress. The jaw area is a good area. And again, I love doing the positions, touching my skin, it gives me, but you can also do it with your fingers like this. And the Adam's apple has to do with our ability to speak our truth or to say things that we have never been able to say or afraid to say. So those are some things, just as guidelines to do. I know I skipped one. So we did. And the bridge area is where all of your emotions come together. So if you feel fragmented or you want to just start to bring your life together, you can do the bridge area. So you can engage a coach, or you can subscribe to Alex's website because he has all of his works on there. And then you can hire someone, or you can start to do your own custom codes. I always like to share with people to follow your spirit. And if you don't know what to do, just do the prayer, I want to be healed of all known and unknown diseases or issues or cellular memories. That prayer is so powerful. then just relax and take a deep breath, possibly close your eyes, and just start, you know, and see where your fingers lead you. This is about your relationship with your spirit, your mind, and your body. These are not to be confusing or hard. They are to be intimate with you and whatever is going on in your life. Does that help everyone who posted a question on the Q&A? If not, ask maybe I didn't get your question, so maybe ask me in a different way. And I apologize if that's the case. Okay, hi, Patricia. All right, Patricia, can you hear me? Okay. Let's see what I need to do. Participant, share content. Patricia, I see your hand. And my mic is on. Is your mic on? Can you hear me, Patricia? Patricia? Okay. So I don't know why Patricia can't. I'm not hearing Patricia. I thought, sure, it's something I'm doing, but I don't know what it is. If anyone has any suggestions to help me, because I don't see. Okay, Patricia, I can't hear you, hon. Bree, the answer to your question, thank you for clarifying the healing codes and the four positions. Yes, they're creating the order for you to. Okay, I'm unmuted. Patricia. Do. I don't see anything muted on my end. If anyone has any suggestions on how I can have Patricia come on air, please let me know. More recording web. Okay, Miss Patricia. Well, Miss Patricia, unless you've got a mute button on your end, hon, I don't know how to get you in. This Zoom works differently than mine does. Okay, Patricia said, I just wanted to say I was feeling very bad the other night and very disconnected from life, very disorganized in my focus. I started to do the love code from the manual and immediately started to feel better, a sense of security. Thank you, Patricia. Patricia has been doing the codes and she has been an advocate for the codes for many years now. And her presence is always here and I am sad I cannot get her to. And the manual, I think this may be the manual that hers may look different, but in this manual, this was one of the first manuals where Dr. Alex goes through the 12 days and he does the codes. And in the back, he tells you about the different parts of the body and things that are affected. But I think you can still get those hard copies. But I think his main thing is his website where you subscribe in all of his videos. And that website, Dr. Alexander Lloyd, is a massive, massive website. I'm going to see if I can text this gentleman who's been helping me today. How do I get a participant? To be heard. I do not seem to have anything muted. Okay, let's see if we get an answer from him and see if Patricia. Well, how you raise your hand, Patricia, if you are on my particular screen, if up in my top right-hand corner, it says more, and it says raise hand. Okay. Well, you raised your hand, so Patricia, you did that well. Okay, Paul says, once I have finished phase 1 and 2 and reduced all the issues, I found to 0, but I still have some physical issues or discomfort. Is it okay to do trilogy for a while? Absolutely. You can do any part of Alex's teaching with any combination of the work. This is your life and you get to choose it and you have this wealth of information. So please use it. And you can combine any of it. You can do any of it individually. Most of the time I do my stress code when I am driving. I really appreciate the questions. Paul, you're very, very welcome and don't ever hesitate to chime back in with more questions. And this is we did not get where we are overnight. So this is living your life every day. And as things come up, having a process or a way to begin to relax your mind, body, and spirit. And that's what's doing the codes. When I said I used to do my stress code, when I was driving, when I would stop at a red light, I would just put my hands like this and I found that that calmed my anger and stress down and it helped me think and be calmer. So you can create your own codes. Just do it with the intention of love, truth, and healing. Okay, Bree says, if suffering multiple elements at once, nausea, fear, arthritis, do you say them in the same healing code prayer? I would suggest, Bree, that you do a prayer for each one of them. Probably the fear is causing the nausea, and the stress is one of the roots of arthritis. And a spiritual meaning about arthritis is you, life has you crippled. So I would just encourage you to let each one of them be your issue in the moment. And then when you begin to feel calm, you feel the healing, and you begin to get your truth, then I would even probably stand up or move or change my position, change my energy somehow. So that, and then come back and sit down, and then I would do the prayer again, and then I would do my code. Is there anyone else who has any more questions? I have to go to the Q&A to find that out. I love the questions, and I certainly hope that I can find out how to be able to converse with you, because that's so much easier. Okay. I do not see any more questions. Any more comments? Well, it is 9:10 Eastern Time. I am honored and blessed by your attendance, about your questions, and as we begin to close out, if there's not any more questions or any more comments, thank you for coming. Thank you for loving yourself and wanting to be at peace. If there's the one thing that I have learned of the years of doing the energy work and working with Dr. Alex is, if it's not bringing you peace, then there's what is what I call a hook in it. It means that there's something that's not resolved. So I encourage you to keep doing your codes, keep saying your prayer, loving yourself through it all, and knowing that you are loved. You are a gift. And we need all of us to be healthy, at peace, receiving giving. And being the best human being that we can be, that wherever we go, people know they are loved and appreciated. So as we close, let's do the Adam's apple position. And we ask that anything that is not said or has been said that is damaging to our mind, body, and spirit, or damaging to someone else's, be healed and loved and brought to light. And that we are appreciated when we speak in truth, without judging, blaming, or criticizing. And as we're overwhelmed with the routine of daily living, that we can calm down, breathe, and trust that we are safe in love. There is an answer. And as we rest with knowing that we do not have to have all of the answers, we just need to be in truth and seek for peace. Blessings to each and every one of you. Good night. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for joining us tonight. And we will conquer technology. It's a gift of a curse in my world. So thank you. Blessings, my friend. Good night.